Now, back home, and in a matter of days, we should know the trade tariffs that the US will put on imports from the EU. High tariffs, of course, are part of President Donald Trump's plan to bring American companies back home to American soil and to encourage Americans to purchase American goods. Our pharmaceutical, food, and beverage sectors are all braced for significant pain, and senior government figures here have expressed concern about the impact on jobs, growth, prices, and spending. The Taoiseach has said that the government's overarching priority is to protect Irish jobs amid concerns that the tariffs could see pharmaceutical and other firms reduce their presence here. He was speaking to reporters in Limerick, including our correspondent Cathy Halloran.
Our objective is to engage with a view to working through this, and the overarching priority is the protection of jobs and the protection and maintenance of the facilities in Ireland. But it is serious. This is a fundamental change in terms of economic policy. If you look through from the late 1990s and 2000s onwards, we were in an era of globalization. We're now moving into an era of potential protectionism and tariffs and retaliatory tariffs. That's not good for anybody. In our view, and the government is working through, and I'm working with my colleagues in terms of how we develop a response to this.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking in Limerick today. Well, Kate English is chief economist with Deloitte, and she's here in studio with me. Kate, Donald Trump has described, as we all know, next Wednesday as Liberation Day, but the details that we're most interested in here, could they actually come before that?
I suppose, as you said, next Wednesday, the 2nd of April, has been said almost as D-Day, that we're all waiting for. With many occurrences that we've seen so far this year, there's so many unknowns taken by surprise that we have been with some announcements. So there probably is a slim possibility, but for the moment, business, government and the EU as a whole are focused on Wednesday, April 2nd.
And we've heard figures like 20%, 25%, even 200% in terms of some alcoholic products. What's the smart money predicting in terms of those figures?
Yeah, it's really difficult to get a sense. We haven't been given any indication from the administration as to what level of tariffs they're looking at. Latest reports coming out from the EU, who are prepping, doing their scenario analysis for what can happen, are expecting tariffs at about 20%. But again, this is very much so speculation, with no clear direction being given as of yet as to what that tariff level will be.
Seamus Coffey from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council pointing out this morning that the uncertainty created by this looming trade war is already taking its toll here. What are the immediate impacts for business and consumers?
I think you said it right. Uncertainty is what is a real difficulty here. And in one way, it'll be good to get to April 2nd so that we will get some form of clarity with this. We're already seeing an element of it come through in our export data. So we'd CSO data out last week that showed a real spike in exports to the US in January. We saw US trade data released yesterday as well for February that showed that continued. So what does that mean? That means that there's an element of stockpiling already taking place. But really, that uncertainty, that feeds into decision-making processes by firms here within Ireland. When there's a high level of uncertainty, we tend to see people sit back, they do a wait and see approach before making any large scale investment decisions. And that in itself can be quite damaging. We also see it from a consumer perspective that with a lot of this uncertainty, they may be an element of holding back and increasing their savings ratio for fear almost of what could be coming down the track for them.
Donald Trump is focused on our US pharmaceutical companies who declare zero profits in the United States. He says he loves Irish people, but he wants a piece of that. How are the well-established pharma sector, how are they likely to react apart from stockpiling?
I think already we will have seen, and I've heard parts of this myself from my daily interactions, that we know the 2nd of April date was coming. So there's been an element of, again, scenario planning within these firms to try and take account of what will we do in those eventual cases. The difficult part here is that oftentimes we've seen in the past when there are tariffs or informed trade barriers announced that we see the same level of goods leave one country, but they might just, their supply chain mind past that changes slightly. And a really good example of this is China used to be the largest importer into the States. When we saw an increase in trade barriers over the past few years, it changed to Mexico. Those Chinese goods moved from China into Mexico before entering into the United States. So it's the same goods still moving all around the world, but just taking slightly different routes. There will be an element of that potentially for Irish pharmaceutical firms here as well. But again, it's back to once they have clarity, they will make real decisions off the back of that.
Kate English, Chief Economist with Deloitte, thank you very much for coming into us in studio at the News at One today.